This is NPR's Life in Berlin. The Super Bowl commercial isn't just about pushing a product during breaks between football. It's a veritable genre. But it's strange when you think about it that many viewers willingly seek out, watch, and discuss advertising. This is also the premise of the app Songblocker. It was released Super Bowl Sunday at the Transmediale Festival for Art and Digital Culture at the Haus der Kulturen der Welt. Songblocker also speaks to a world in which advertising has become more important than content.
Basically the opposite of an ad blocker. While an ad blocker takes away the advertising and let you keep the content, Songblocker takes away the content, takes away the music, and just leaves the advertising.
That's Rasmus Fleischer. He's not, in fact, a tech entrepreneur, but rather an economic historian researching digital economies of music at the University of Stockholm. The academic streaming heritage team is using Songblocker as a metaphor to describe the strange new economic conditions of streaming music in the digital age and the role of advertising and ad blocking.
I mean, our research project is designed to be playful in some ways, because we think also that that's kind of hackerish attitude is necessary if you want to get any information about these kind of companies. You don't go to Facebook and ask them what they're doing. You can't do it with Spotify either. They are highly secretive companies, so you have to intervene in some way or another. And I think that using play and being playful can be one way to get access to more information and try out ideas.
If it seems like a mix of conceptual art with academic research in media and digital culture, then welcome to Transmediale. The whole weekend is like this. But it also means that many of these projects seem kind of tedious before you know the concept behind them. In the accompanying art show Alien Matter, there's an installation by artist Constant Dullart called Dull Dream. It looks just like a slideshow of photographs with blurrier versions of the same photographs next to them. But at the artist talk, it gets a lot more interesting. This project is based on Google's Deep Dream software, artificial intelligence that can recognize objects within images, like an apple, and then enhance the image to accentuate the appleness of the apple, according to what the machine knows. But as a form of artistic critique, Dullart and his collaborator Adam Harvey reverse this process. It's more about artificial stupidity than artificial intelligence. The images become duller and less recognizable, both to the algorithms and the human viewer. It's enough to leave your head spinning, and there are two more panels to go. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.